beginning, before anything else, there was God. He created everything, including people. When the people did not do what God wanted, he was still there for them. Over thousands of years, God sent many reminders that he was still there. But somehow, the people did not understand. So God decided to do something extraordinary to show the world that he was still with us.
It started in a small town, hundreds of miles from here, to a girl who no one at this point really knew, Mary. She was just getting along with everyday life when, to her surprise, an angel appeared, stood there all shiny and bright. "Don't be afraid," said the angel. "I've got news for you. You're going to have a baby." Well, Mary was probably quite shocked for a number of reasons and wasn't quite sure how to take the news. But after the angel reassured her, she felt at peace. The angel left and Mary continued on her day. Now, there was a chap called Joseph who in theory was meant to be marrying Mary. But when he heard the news, he understandably got cold feet. But do not fear, the angel was on hand to calm his fears.
Not long after this, the rulers of the country wanted to count how many people lived in their land and check that they were all paying enough money. Everyone had to go to where they were born. So Joseph went to Bethlehem and Mary went with him. They packed up their belongings, put them on the back of a donkey and headed off to Bethlehem.
When they got there, the town was so full of people because of the giant register that was being taken that there was no room for them to stay in any inns. And in fact, the only place they could find was an animal room, like a stable. So it was cleared and fresh straw put down, and not long later, along came the expected baby. Joseph named the baby Jesus, Emmanuel, as he'd been told by the angel. And the name of the baby means God is with us.
The baby was born and heaven celebrated. In a field near Bethlehem, a choir of angels appeared to some shepherds who were watching their sheep and sang of that special baby, God's own son. Imagine their shock and excitement at hearing the good news. They tucked their tunics into their belts and ran into the town, leaving their sheep behind them. They found the baby, just as the angels had said, wrapped up and lying in an animal's feeding trough called a manger. They were so excited at what they saw that they ran back to their sheep, telling everyone they met on the way this great good news.
God not only chose to tell some shepherds that he'd come to show the world that he was here, he also told some people who lived in another land by placing a star in the sky. As soon as these wise men or king-like characters saw this star, they packed up some presents, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and followed the star. They knew the star meant someone special had been born, a king. Their first stop was a palace, which makes sense when looking for a king, but they were met by a rather grumpy king called Herod. The wise men wisely left and eventually came across the baby they'd been looking for, baby Jesus, with a star right over where he'd been staying. They were in awe of this baby king. They fell down before him on their knees and gave their gift fit for a king.
And so that was the moment when God came to earth as a human. In all the confusion and chaos, he showed us an important thing, that even though it might not seem like it,
God is with us.
Hi Kai.
Hi Liz.
Are you enjoying our mega nativity so far?
I'm not liking it. I'm loving it. This has been great.
Of course you are. And it has been great. We've sung some amazing carols. We've heard the most fabulous story of the nativity. But our service is missing just one more thing. Do you know what it is?
What is it?
We are missing just a little bit of magic.
Magic?
Magic. Do you want to help me?
Can I?
You can. We're going to do a magic trick using some piles of pictures and spelling. I know it doesn't sound very exciting, does it? It could be difficult because I'm not very good at spelling And you're not very good at spelling either. But it's okay, I've thought of that. I have written the words we're going to spell down. We are going to spell Jesus, God's Son on earth. And I'm going to put them down there and we will know. But Hannah, in order for this magic trick to be truly magical, we need your help. Is that okay?
Hi Liz! Hi Kai! Yes, I'd love to help you!
Oh, brilliant. Thank you so much. And your job is this. Only one of us can spell the word at a time. And you have to choose whether I'm going to go first or Kai's going to go first. So who's going first?
First, I'm going to go with an angel. You, Liz.
Yes, it's me. Ha ha, brilliant. So what's going to happen is we're going to spell out the word together, and every letter I'm going to move one of my pictures from the front to the back. So spell along with us. Are you ready? We're going to spell Jesus. J-E, I'm going to go really careful not to, drop them. S-U-S. Now, on the count of three, you turn your front picture over and I'll turn mine over and we'll see what happens. Are you ready? 3, 2, 1, go! Ha! Yes! They match! And it's a picture of all brilliant Christmas food. And that is one thing that makes Christmas really special, isn't it? I love Christmas food. You get a special mat, halos going all over the place. It's so exciting. You get your special Christmas dinner and you get pigs in blankets, and you get special Christmas dessert and Christmas pudding and Christmas cake, and you get more chocolate at Christmas. Oh yes, Christmas food makes Christmas special.
Yeah, but this year we're just here at home, and normally we go to see my parents and your parents.
Yeah.
And my mother does this like really, really lovely buffet.
Oh, she does. And she does.
We can't do that this year. And last year, your mother made me a Mary Berry trifle just for me.
She did.
No one's going to make one for me this year, are they?
I'm not going to make you a Mary Berry trifle. No.
So it's not special at all, is it?
Well, no, I guess maybe it's. Maybe it won't be quite so special this year. Yeah, we are going to miss out on some of the food that we normally have. Oh, well, never mind. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Come on. We're going to keep spelling. And our next word is going to be the word gods. So, Hannah, who's going to spell our next word? Me or donkey here?
Donkey.
You? Oh, there we go. Okay, we're going to spell out the word gods. Okay, spell with us. G-O-D-S. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1, go. Aha! Look at that!
We did it!
Christmas trees! Oh, yeah. Do you know Christmas trees and decorations? That is something else that makes Christmas really special, isn't it? You know, you go into town and you put all the Christmas lights on and you start seeing lights appearing on Christmas houses. And oh, look at the hub. Their lights are amazing. And we've got our brilliant tree here that somebody bought for us. They were so lucky and we put all our decorations on it. And some of our decorations are really special and I like looking at them because they bring back special memories. And oh, Christmas decorations, they make Christmas special, don't they?
My star fell off and it's broken. And what a Christmas tree without a star. So that's this year ruined, and that's everything ruined, and it's not special at all.
That is true, our star did break. Yeah, maybe it isn't quite so special. I mean, we couldn't go and watch all the lights be switched on. We had to do that in the house, didn't we? I mean, it was good, but it's not quite as good as normal. No. Okay, maybe you're right. Maybe the decorations won't be quite so special this year. Never mind. We've got more words to go. It'll be all right. Our next word that we're going to spell is the word sun. Okay, Hannah, who's going to spell it? Me or him?
Do you know what? I think I'm going to go with donkey again.
Oh, you must have done such a good job. You are up again.
There we go. Are we talking about sun as in the sun? Are we talking about sun?
Sun as in a boy son.
Okay.
Okay?
I can do that.
You can do this. Right. Are you ready? Spell along with us. S-O-N. You ready? Three, yeah. Two, one, go.
Hey!
I tell you, we are getting good at this now. And lists, loads of lists at Christmas. They make Christmas quite special. Do you know, I love making lists at Christmas. Lists of all the special Christmas food that we're going to have. Lists of all the amazing places and people we're going to see. Oh, and lists of presents to buy for different people. Oh, it's so exciting. I bet some of the boys and girls might even have written Christmas lists of things that they're hoping they might get. Oh, Christmas lists, they're special, aren't they?
Yeah, but we're not going to see people this year, so there's no point making lists for that. And also, every year, I normally make my list for Santa, but my mum normally checks my spelling because they said it's not very good. But this year, we haven't been able to see my mum to check my spelling, so I haven't even bothered to do one. And so that means, well, this Christmas isn't special at all.
That is quite sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you know, maybe writing lists isn't quite as exciting as special as it normally is this year. Do you know, I'm not going to lie, this isn't going quite how I imagined it was.
Great idea, was it?
No, but let's not give up. Let's keep going. It'll be all right. Come on, smile. It'll be fine. We're going to spell our next word. We spelt Jesus, God's son, and now we're going to spell the word on. Oh. Hannah, which one of us do you think is going to be able to spell the word on?
Who can spell this word? Angel Liz.
Me. Oh, brilliant. Yes, I think I can probably manage the word on. Are we ready? Oh. Three, two, one, go. Yay! Brilliant! Woo! Party hats! Oh, hey! Now you can't go wrong with a party hat, can you? Now, oh, parties, they make Christmas really special. We get to go to so many parties. You get parties at toddlers, you get parties at church, you get parties at work, you get parties at school, and there's music and there's dancing. Yes, parties, they make Christmas special.
Yeah, but this year we haven't been to any parties and we're not going to any parties. And last year we had a really good party in the church and we had another good party with the staff team and with the vicars and got to wear Christmas jumpers and dance and I like to sing karaoke. But this year we can't do none of that and there haven't been any parties, so it doesn't feel special.
No. No, you're right, there haven't been any parties and there are not going to be any parties, is there? No, Christmas parties aren't going to be as special this year. No. Well, we've got one more word left. Maybe we can still get this back. Okay. Yeah. We've said Jesus, God's son, on, and now we're going to spell earth. Hannah, who's going to spell our last word? Me or donkey?
Okay. It's my last one now. Need to choose wisely. Angel Liz.
Ah, the halo did it. I'm going to get today the last word. We're going to spell the word earth. So here we go. Ready? E-A-R-T-H. Ready?
Yep.
3, 2, 1, go. Ah, I missed it. There we go. Yes, we did it.
Yay.
Awesome job. Presents. Now, you can't go wrong with this. Presents make Christmas really special. I love presents. I love going out shopping and buying people presents. I love thinking about, whoa, my halo's gone. Here we go. We're back. We're all right. I love the Christmas shopping. I love thinking about what presents to get people. I love thinking about, oh, and it's even better, isn't it, how special it is when you see the look on people's faces when you give them their presents. Oh, that is special. You can't say that's not special.
And yeah, I've been a really good boy this year, so I think I'm going to get loads of presents. But I love giving presents, and I love seeing my nieces, and I love seeing my mum and dad, and I love seeing your mum and dad, and I love giving them presents, but we're not seeing them this year. So we can't see the look on their faces when they get their presents. And it's not the same when it comes in a box in the post or something like that. Mm. So it doesn't feel good. In fact, it doesn't feel special.
No. No, I suppose maybe giving presents won't be quite as special this year either. Well, congratulations. You've successfully convinced me that Christmas isn't going to be that special.
Mm.
But hey, come on. We've got one last card left. Yeah. Shall we see what's on this one?
Go on, then. Let's
ready?
Have
come
a
on.
Look.
One, two, three. It's the picture of the Nativity, which means we got 6 out of 6.
Hey!
And all our pictures match.
Boom.
Ooh. And we almost knocked the camera over at the same time. But never mind. The last picture is the picture of the Nativity. The Nativity story that we've heard today. And that makes Christmas really special. Because the Nativity story reminds us that Christmas is a time when we remember that God sent his only son, Jesus, to earth as a baby. And that baby grew up and he taught people amazing things about the kingdom of God. And he did miracles in the power of God. And he taught everybody just about how much God loves them. And he taught them that God loves them no matter who they are or what they do. And I think that's really special. But it gets even more special than that. It does, because Jesus grew up and then one day he went and he died on the cross for you and me. And he died for all our sin. And sin is a funny word that we say, but all that means is that he died for all the wrong things that we think and that we say and that we do. And when he died, all those things were forgiven and he didn't stay dead. He rose again and now he lives in heaven and he promises us that because we're forgiven, we can be friends with Jesus. And not just any old friends, but best friends with Jesus. And we can talk to him and be with him whenever we want. And one day we'll live with him in heaven forever and ever and ever. Now that is special, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And it means that it doesn't matter where we are, who we're with, or whatever is going on in the world, or how different our Christmas might be this year. But it is always and will always be really special because of Jesus. And we are going to sing. I'm going to sort my halo out as we're going to sing a fabulous carol all about that. And we're going to sing Joy to the World.